After overcoming the challenge to his bid for re-election as Speaker of the House, Representative John Boehner of Ohio used a very agricultural metaphor to urge Democrats and Republicans to work together.
Every day you and I come out here, try to plant good seeds, cultivate the ground, and take care of the pests. And then, with patience and some sacrifice and God's grace, there will be a harvest. And along the way, we may falter, but we Americans do not fall away from the task. We do not quit. So let's stand tall and prove the skeptics wrong. Let's make this a time of harvest.
Representatives of the National Corn Growers Association were among the well-wishers on hand at the Capitol Tuesday to welcome the new Congress into session. NCGA Executive Vice President John Doggett says, regarding Boehner's metaphor, you have to plant a crop and nurture it before you can harvest it.
I think that there will be a lot of actions being taken in the first few months of this Congress that will set the tone as to whether or not we're really going to be able to harvest something at the end of this Congress. There has been a lot of talk about bipartisanship. There's been a lot of discussion about working with the president. But then again, there's also some plans that would indicate that maybe that's not quite going to be the case. And that comes from both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue, comes from both sides of the aisle. So the proof will be in the pudding, and some of the actions that will be taken over the course of the next very few months, I think, will indicate to us whether or not we're going to have a crop to harvest. But we've got to plant it first.
Doggett says for corn growers, this year's priorities in Congress include protecting the renewable fuels standard.
We know that there will be an attack on it. There have been a number of attacks already. We know that there's going to be an attempt to get a vote on the RFS in the floor of the House, possibly one in the Senate. We'll need to beat those back as much as we can. The second big issue will be budget reconciliation, and that will be an opportunity for the Congress to sit down and do a budget and then issue instructions to each of the committees of jurisdiction to find cost savings in the programs under their jurisdiction. So we may see some very significant attacks on Title I of the Farm Bill that was just passed. We could see some attacks on the crop insurance program. Both of those spots have some piles of money that folks will want to rob. And, we're going to have to protect those things.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.